Hello, my friends. We are here again. Yeah. Okay, look. I'm glad y'all like my singing. Okay. So, we're here with the last installment. Oh, I need something to drink. Sorry. We're here with our last installment of our process series. This is the third and last installment. And this process I'm going to talk about is adjustment. Because self-identification, self-cleansing, and adjustment go hand in hand. You got three hands because you got three topics. See what I did there? But no, anyways. All right, y'all. Adjustment. You know, you clean out those toxic people. You sit down and you by yourself. And you like, who in the hell am I without these damn people? You know, like, am I really, like, I'm lonely. I don't like this. I'm lonely. What am I doing? I want them back. I'm crying every day about them. I'm just, Don't worry. I'm about to tell y'all, baby, you gonna adjust real fine. You gonna get out here and live life and get out here and do things that's gonna distract you from them people that did you wrong. And you gonna be like, oh, I did not need them. That's crazy. I didn't need them. Like, that's wild. I really did not need them. That is really the craziest thing in my life. But you're gonna realize you didn't need them. They didn't need you. And it is what it is. You just take it as it is. And that's also with a self-acceptance. But I'm not going to make an episode of self-acceptance, because self-acceptance is in all of these. You have to accept that you have toxic people in your life. You have to accept that you don't really know who you are without these people. And you have to accept that you have to adjust. And sometimes you have to accept that you don't want to adjust. So, glad I tied that up for y'all, because I can't make this series longer than what it is. I can't do it. I won't do it. Oh my God. So yeah, here we are. The third last installment of our process series, adjustment. All right, we up here, we're back, and we are up for no reason. We up late as hell for no damn reason. Look here, we here, man. I'm trying to get this content out to y'all, because like I'm telling y'all, I'm giving y'all these episodes as I process it, and as I truly, genuinely can give y'all the content authentically, because that's what makes this podcast different. It is giving you the rule book to your life to help you flourish to the positives and negatives of each and every part of your life. Y'all know what podcast this is? It is The Lit Southern Belle with Mimi Nava. And y'all know who I am? The one and only Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava. Look, very redundant, I know. But you know what? I never, ever, ever will ever feel any type of way repeating myself of who I am, because y'all will never forget. But, all right, y'all. So first, we talked about self-cleansing. Cleaning out the toxic people of your life. We're just going to do a review. Clean out the toxic people of your life. The process of that. Realizing that you have toxic people. And if you... And I ain't going to go into all the process. Y'all can just go back and watch it. Y'all can go back and listen to the episode. I said watch. Like, I'm on TV. I wish. Maybe one day. I'm speaking into existence. But you realize you got toxic people in your life. You clean. You get clean. You get rid of them. Delete numbers. Block Instagrams. Whatever you need to do. Now, you don't have these people, and you're just like, dang, I miss them. Or you're like, dang, I miss that. I miss what I had with that person. I'm crying every day. Oh my gosh. Like, ugh. All that extra stuff. Not necessary, but it is, I guess. Oh my God. And then you just kind of like, how do I adjust with being alone? How do I adjust with this weird phase where I don't have a group of friends, but I got some folks, but they're not a group of friends. They just here to help me through this. They can turn into friends, Or you just got a relationship and you're just like, how can I adjust for not being in a relationship? Like, how can I adjust to this single life? Like, I haven't been single in a long time. Like, how can I do this? You look up and you realize that you have to adjust with what you have. You have to adjust. You cleaned. You rearranged your room. Now, how are you going to adjust to not finding your socks in the same drawer you used to find them in, and not finding your clothes in the same place you used to find them in? You color coordinated everything. So now you actually got to look for your clothes. You have to change your approach. You have to change your approach. And you have to change your thinking. Because if you're in an adjustment phase, dealing with, you know, you're healing from all the trauma, all the toxicity, and you know who you are and what you will deal with and what you won't deal with. This adjustment phase really comes into place. Like, have you really identified yourself? And are you really going to stand firm on those beliefs and stand firm on those morals? An adjustment phase, in the process of adjustment, really tests if people really standing on what they say. Because you can clean out all the toxic people you want and identify which, and you can identify as much as you want to, but baby, if you keep going back to them and they ain't ready for you and they ain't changed and they ain't done this and the third, I said this in the last episode, I think, if they ain't done what they supposed to do in order to keep up with you and the new person you have become, the 2.0 version that you have become, then by means, you have not learned anything. You have wasted your time. You have wasted everything. You wasted energy, all of it. It's just done. It's gone. It's just, you need to stop it. It's a lot, man. Adjustment's hard. When you adjust to a new environment without the people you thought that were going to be by your side forever, you start to kind of reminisce and be like, God, man, you know, they supposed to be there with me. They told me that they were going to do this and this with me. Now I'm doing it without them. And I'm just like, I don't know how to feel. Like, this is kind of heartbreaking. I still love them. I still love my friends. That's okay. You're supposed to. You're supposed to have love for people. Because if the love is real, it does not die. It never will. They can come back into your life. And if you see that they change, that'll make your heart scream. And I'm being so honest. It will make your heart scream. If you have, they come back to your life and they're like, I changed for you. I did all this for you. And now I'm ready. You would jump into their arms so quick. You'd be so happy because the love never died. You may have covered it and hidden it and coped with it and just dealt with it other ways. But the love did not die. The love did not, it lingered. You held on to it. That's fine. That's completely fine. You just have to realize that your approach to start over, you got to do something different than what you did before because you don't want the same results. But also with adjustment is that it comes with isolation. What do I want? Who am I going to become? Because you can't be the same person you were pre-trauma, pre-toxicity, and during toxicity. Those things and those events are supposed to change you and your perspective and make you better. Hate to say it, evil people or toxic people make you better. Yeah, I don't know how to say this. The pain that you endure makes you better. When you work out, your abs hurt, your legs hurt, your butt hurts, your arms hurt. But you guess what? You keep doing it. You'll get used to that. And guess what happens? You form muscles. You form abs. You form a body that you wanted. You morph into this person that you wanted. And I use working out a lot because I like to work out. I like to be, you know, I like to go run. And also I strive to have this certain body that I want to have. And I realize that it's also same with life. What you put in is what you get out. And you have to be very, very careful on what you put in yourself. And because what you put out is because of what you put in yourself. You have to invest in yourself. And you cannot do that if you don't have the right environment around you. And also, you cannot do that if you don't know who you are. And by investing in yourself, you figure out those things. You just kind of move around. You sit in isolation, you sit in solitude, you're just like, okay, we chilling, we vibing, we what's up, what we doing, you know, we just chilling. Sometimes you get to chill with those friends that those two little friends you have. Guess what? Them two little friends are your best friends, and they care about you and they love you. They probably helped you through the time where you were going through all this pain, this trauma, this toxicity, when the person that you were wrestling with or fighting with, they weren't there for none of it. They weren't there for not a single damn moment. But you know what's funny? All in all, you still love them. All in all, you still care for them. Why? Because you know they're not a horrible person. They're just growing up just like you are. That's the funny thing with you're a young adult. You got out of high school. You're starting college. You're in the beginning phases of college. And you do relationships. And you realize that everybody ain't ready. Everybody ain't built like you. Some people aren't ride-or-dies like you. But also, too, there's some people you realize they're not horrible people. They didn't treat you bad. It's just they didn't know how to handle themselves, so they mishandled you. But you know and you realize that it'll become a day where they know how to handle themselves and that you will want them back in your lives when they know how to do so. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it at all, really. And that's when you realize it's like, dang. Do I really want to evaluate this? Do I really want to come back to this and rekindle this? And that's just something for you to answer. Some people say yes because they're that forgiving and they have that much hope and that much optimism. Some people don't want to go up to bat no more. They quit. Depends on who you are. Depends on what you want to do. Now, adjustment is, it's a tough, tough thing. Because you have to adjust to a new feel. Because all I say is, people have vibes around them. People carry vibes. People carry energy. People carry all those things. All the things that people carry with them, it lingers with you. You don't forget it. You know how it feels. You know how it feels. You know how it is. You can describe it. Sometimes you can't even describe it. It's not to be put into words. You just feel their presence. You know they're there. You feel the warmth. You feel the love. You feel whatever you feel while you were with them. And you realize that there's an absence of it. So now you don't know how to deal with the absence of it. How do I deal with this absence of this person not here? How do I deal with the absence of this person just up and leaving my life? And it's not my fault. It's neither one of our faults. It's just we weren't ready. They weren't ready. Or they don't know what a friendship is. Some people are in phases of their life where they're trying to learn what those things are because they've never been taught, or they've been through so many traumatic experiences to where it's like, damn, I don't know what that is. I don't know what to do. I just love you so much, or I want to be friends with you so much that, like, you're such a cool person that I don't want to let you go. I want to keep trying this for us. And then you realize it's like, it's more damaging to hold on, because if you can't handle yourself, and I say this every episode, if you can't handle yourself accordingly, make sure you think you're going to handle that person accordingly and do right by them. You have to take care of you first. Some people don't. They think that they can, and they really, 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 really regret that. And they really would damage a person to the point of no return. Now with adjustment, back to adjustment, you realize that these people are no longer in your life, like I said. So when you, this is hard because adjustment's not something that you can just put into words. You have to really just be like, you have to just keep pushing through. You have to just know that you have to keep going. Keep standing on the things that you identified yourself with. And if those things don't align, you knock them out. You get them out your way and you're just like, no, I won't do this. I can't do this. I refuse to do this. And you stay strong-willed. You have willpower. You stay strong. There's going to be so many tempting things that's going to try to lure you back to what you used to take before, you know, when you used to deal with toxic behavior. You know, it's going to lure you back to... Shoof. It's going to lure you back to things that you used to put up with. And you're like, well, I used to put up with it. I'm doing fine now. I should be able to know what to do this time. You didn't get enough practice. You didn't train hard enough. You thought these 2 little weeks of being by yourself was going to be enough to deal with this monster. Nope, you're going to get crushed. And it's just, we have to be careful with the adjustment phase and realize that you cannot put a time limit on your isolation. You will know when you're ready, and you will know when you are completely sure, when you can make an actual decision based off how you feel. And keyword you, not that person, not anybody else, how you feel. And you see yourself, and you see the things that you place yourself with. Do they really align with what you have evolved to? And if they don't, then they don't. Accept that and move on. But if they do, and you see that they put in work, and they really care for you, and they really wanted to be, and they really wanted to like come back to your life, because friends are funny. Not everybody's friends stay for 7 years straight and, you know, have problems and can fix them. Some people have to take a break and stop being friends. Some people have to fall out and never talk for 3 months, and then they come back. But also, too, all in all, they realize that they can't be without that person. That person's like the wind beneath their wings. You know, that person becomes a sibling, an unsolidified sibling. They fall out about the craziest stuff. But all in all, they will always have that person's back, because they just feel so wrong without them that they will better themselves for them. And they will adjust themselves for them, realizing that they don't want to keep bringing this toxic behavior. And that's how it is when you're dealing with people and having connections with other people. That's how it is. And it's funny. It is so funny, but that's how the universe works, and that's just how people work. People will always come back to you, especially if they excuse themselves or dismiss themselves from your life. They will come back. It's your choice to judge them. But during that meantime, don't sit and wait for them to come back. Go live your life. Go take pictures, or go travel, or go eat some good food. Gain some good weight. Glow up on them. Do your makeup. Do your hair. Whatever you want to do. Do your nails. Take care of yourself. Go get facials. Go into your favorite bookstore and just read all the books you possibly can. And just sit and just be present. Take in everything that you're learning by yourself to the next phase of your life when people do come in, or when people do come back. And stand firmly on those things that you have put on yourself and that you've learned and that you've gained. Because those are the things that really test how you handle when people reappear back into your life. The adjustment phase is very, 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 when I say very, I mean it is very trying time. You may long for a companion. You may hate being lonely. You may hate being by yourself in your apartment every day. You may hate going to places by yourself every day, but take that time to fall in love with yourself, because my gosh, when you do, no one can't tell you a damn thing. No one can't tell you who you are, what you are, and no one can do you any kind of way. And that's the best feeling, and that is you have the most power when you take control over who you are. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I think that every person should strive for that in their life. Right, my friends, I promise y'all I can sing. I just be playing with y'all. But now we talking about adjustment, and I'm gonna talk about, since we talked about, you know, I ended it with how trying adjustment can be and the temptations that come with adjustment, the adjustment phase, I'm gonna give y'all a little insight. You know, you chilling, you healed from whatever toxicity you've been through, you chilling, you know, you doing your thing. Get a text from that person also, hey, I want to talk. Or you get a person text from that friend, you be like, hey, you know, I miss you. Let's go back to things like that. Whew. If you're not ready to deal with them, just don't deal with them. deal with them on your own time. You do not have to rush back to people who rushed out your life. By God. And I, And when I got a hold, of that type of thinking, it's just like, dang, it's so freeing. You know, sometimes just reading a book, just stimulating yourself, falling in love with yourself is so important. And during this adjustment phase, that's what you're supposed to do. Staying on this path to get better and to really, really, really heal yourself, fall in love with yourself. Everything from head to toe, inside and out. Fall in love with yourself. You probably could go get your nails done, go get your hair done, go get your wax, or go get your hair cut, or go get, you know, some new shoes. Treat yourself. Take care of yourself as if you would want someone to take care of you. Cause child, when that person comes in your life and they see how you take care of you, they can't do nothing but follow up or get lost. And you just here. You're just chilling. You know, you don't look for anything. You're not wanting for anything. And sometimes, yes, you will fall back into that deep, deep pit as you're in your bed like, damn, I'm really lonely. Get out that thinking. You think you're lonely? Shut off the social media. Watch TV. You watch a TV show, you're like, damn, I'm lonely. I keep seeing these fucking relationships. Get off the TV. Play some music. Sit in the bed. Chill until you get sleepy. Then shut the computer and go to sleep. Watch something that makes you laugh. During this adjustment period, you want to take your mind off the negative and how lonely you are. Because during this adjustment period, you shouldn't focus on how lonely you are. You should focus on how blessed you are to get through what you've gotten through. And that you survived. You've done all you could do and you're stronger than what you were during it and before. And you're such a stronger person now. And that you should feel so rewarded by going through this, dealing with this like a trooper, and just being the badass that you are. I'm saying right now, anybody that goes through some toxic phases and they still here and they not thinking about killing themselves or that's not cute. Anything about killing themselves or just thinking about their life being over or thinking negative about their life, and they trying to push through and smile every single day until where that smile is just comes with ease, they are a badass. And I applaud people like that who try to find the happiness in every single day, even when people aren't handing them happiness, even when their life is not the most happiest thing. They try to smile and find joy in something and in somewhere. And when I say somewhere, they go out and do things with themselves. They go out and they do things by themselves. When I say by themselves or with themselves, I say like, they go shopping, they go walking, they go biking, they go running, they exercise, they do things that stimulate them, and they don't have to have another person to do so for them. They do it because they want to and because they feel like it, and it's just this ease that falls over them when they're taking care of themselves and they're caring about themselves. They just doing them. And they ain't worried about a damn soul. They just doing them. They reading, they're enlightening themselves. They're enlightening themselves on what they want to be and who they want to be, and they're slowly putting work and chiseling themselves into the woman or man they want to become and that they want to manifest. And I think that's the most beautiful thing. That's what adjustment is for. You're supposed to manifest the person you want to become to get you ready for that new person, that new friendships, those new things. How can you want better when you can't make yourself better? What I mean by that is you can't want better friends and better relationships if you're not ready and you're still stuck in this phase of healing with toxicity and you're still a little bitter and you're still a little hurt. You can't appreciate those friends if you can't appreciate being by yourself. Because the things have been swept up from underneath you, They got removed for a reason. And you're by yourself for a reason. So when you do have people come into your life, you know what you want, what you do want, because you sat there and you sat in solitude and you sat in you found your inner peace. And if you let anybody, and you won't let a single soul mess with that ever. And that's just how it is. You become very picky about who you want. And it's not picky. You're very selective about who you want in your space, because you sat and you've built up your space and you've built up your inner peace all over again after someone knocked it down. So you'd be damned if you have another person come up here and think they can do the same damn thing. I think not. That's how you feel. And that's how you get. And that's perfectly fine. It makes you stronger. It makes you harder. It doesn't make you easy to get through and to get to. Be a challenge. Challenge somebody to see if they really worth it. And see if they really want to. See if they really want to rock with you. Challenge the hell out of them. Real life. Challenge them. They up for the challenge. They able to strong enough to deal with the challenge, and they strong enough to rock with you, and they strong enough to be with you. And that's just it. That's just facts. Don't let someone tell you difficult. You're not difficult. You know what you want. And if you ain't getting what you want, then you can get the hell on. And you're not being complicated. You're a complex person. You're not a basic ass individual. You're a person with feelings. You're a person with complexities that are not of this world. And for a person that's closed-minded to think that, they're not for you. A person doesn't find that beautiful, they're not for you. They don't find it beautiful, they're not for you. Person that's trying to say you're too much or you're high maintenance, they're not for you. They shouldn't grumble and complain about how you are, because if they really want you, they'll do whatever it takes to get you. And by means, they will put in work. Don't think that people out here complaining, whatever, they don't think them folks for you. They're not, because there'll be someone out there that's ready to do everything that you ask them to do, and they won't grumble or complain, and they'll be like, that's all you wanted? That's it? I can do more. And you ain't gonna know what to do. You ain't gonna know how to feel. You're gonna be like, what? Yeah. There are people out here right now that's gonna give you everything you want and more, and you don't even know how to deal with it because you ain't preparing yourself for those type of people. You keep worrying about what they got going on, what they doing, and how they feel about you, and if they coming back. Don't worry about that. Work on yourself. And they do come back, if you work on yourself, cool, you do that however you will. But work on yourself so you can progress, not because you want them to come back. Work on yourself so you can move forward and progress forward. Yes, you know they're coming back, because that's how people are. Yes, you know they're coming back. Yes, you know they're going to reapproach themselves and reappear back in their and back in their life and try to do this and that and the third. But you cross that bridge when you get there. Don't think too far ahead, because you think too far ahead, you sit stuck in your head, then you just going to be sitting there stuck in one place because you don't know what you're doing. And that's when you just really mess up. And that's when you don't progress. And that's when you keep getting the same thing over and over. You want to know why people get the same thing over and over to them? That person or thing supposed to come in, or that instance supposed to come and teach them a lesson. They keep getting that same thing dealt to them, right? Because they ain't learned nothing from it. They ain't going to keep getting that same thing to them in many different forms and many different people and many different vessels until they get the point that I need to approach this differently, or I need to leave this the hell alone. Sometimes you got to do both. Approach it differently by leaving it the hell alone. And then sometimes you just got to be like, oh, I need to approach this differently. Like, I need to make them actually work for this. They can't think that they can just do this and it be that easy. No, I'm a challenge. I'm a prize. You want to work for me. You want to do this for me. You want to be my friend. You want to earn it. Earn it. Some people don't think like that. Earn it. And it takes a lot for you to get to that thinking, because, you know, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to do this, that, and the third. I don't want to. No, make them earn it. Make them work for it. If they really truly work for it, and they want to call you difficult, this, that, and third, then you know right now they're grumbling and complaining. They don't even want to get to the finish line. They trying to worry about how hard it is instead of worrying about, look what you're going to earn after all of it. You'll be rewarded so greatly, because I am a prize. I am valuable. And the price can keep going up, and will keep going up. The more and more you play with me, the more and more you desert me, and the more and more you keep screwing me over, someone out there is going to get all of this, and they're going to get with interest. And that's usually how it goes. So you have to be really careful, really, really careful with adjustment. Sometimes you can't fall back to those old patterns. And sometimes you take that time to just sit and think about these things. Like, dang, do I really? I'm preparing myself for the next phase, for the next person, for the next group of friends. And they may be better than what I've had before. But the only way I can enjoy them is if I am a person that is open and new and healed and just, I would say be fully healed because we all have scars. But like, you know, you're open, you're new, your thoughts are different. And you don't carry that energy from your past to with them because it's going to run those new people away. And you're going to be like, what happened to them? You ran them away because you kept thinking about the past and kept bringing that same energy with you. Them folks don't move like that. Take that energy down, get it out, move it around, whatever. Stop bringing that energy with you. Just stop it. Bring new energy. That's the whole point of adjustment, is to get rid of the old energy and bring in some new, manifest some new, and just be here. That's the key. I don't want this to be that long because, you know, honestly, I said all I could say because I'm in the adjustment phase myself. And it's not with relationships or friendships. It's just with myself, knowing who, what I want and what I want to do and who I want to be and all this, that, and the third. And, you know, I'm in adjustment phase with myself. I realize that the things that I want and the things that the ways that I have are very particular. And it's just like, it's because I was raised this way, or it's because I am this way. Why? I'm really analyzing myself at this moment, because I really need to realize, why am I this way, so I can explain it to other people. I need to realize, why am I doing these things, so when other people ask, I have an explanation. I don't want to just do things just because there's a reason for everything that you do. You just need to figure out what the hell it is. Because, baby, some people out here doing things and they got some trauma that they ain't even dealt with, processed, touched, or resolved. So, all I'm saying to you is I'm in the process of resolving all my issues, all my problems, and all the things that have probably caused me any type of trauma. Whether it be big, small, little, medium, fun size, whatever hell it is. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm about to be 20 in like 7 months. I would like to enter a new decade not carrying any old weight from my teen years. I would like to know who I am based off my morals that I have for myself and that I've created for myself. I don't want to be still stuck in this. I don't want to be mentally, emotionally on a teenage level when I'm in my 20s. I want to elevate before I get to my 20s. So when I get to my 20s, I know what to do. I know the things that are coming towards me. I can handle them. Not on the spot, no. But also just knowing that I got it. I'm not going to be scared. I'm going to be ready. Yeah, it may knock me over, knock me down, but hey, that's life. That's gonna knock you all around. You just gotta get your ass back up. That's the one fight you gotta keep fighting. You just gotta get your ass back up at that point. You just gotta get your ass back up. I'm being so honest. I'm being so dead honest. Like, you just gotta get your ass back up at that point. Cause, baby, ooh, no. It's one of them things. But That's adjustment. It's a test. Will you go back to your old ways, or will you keep pushing and adjust to this world to a point where it becomes second nature? That's really all it is. Alright, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you can tear out a page from this rule book and just slap it on your life and manifest all of those things and just hope that they work for you. And if they don't, then I'm so sorry. I'm joking, because it's gonna work for you, because it worked for me. it worked for me. So, like, why would it not work for you? But no, my friends, like I always say, keep up with me. I'm your friend, right? You're my friend. Friends follow each other on socials. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna give you my social. My Instagram page, my personal one, is Mimi Nava. So that's MIMI.NAVAH_. And if you want to know what's going on with podcasts, you want to know when the episode dropping, when releasing, I will try my best to have showtimes coming this fall. Actual dates and times of when podcasts will be dropping. I may make it Tuesdays and Thursdays, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. However it will be, I will let y'all know. But only y'all will know when I have scheduled times for episodes to drop is if y'all follow me on the Instagram page at @TheLitSouthernBill. All to push together, yes. And first of all, if we get 100 followers on Instagram, we'll make a whole Twitter. And you know what happens when you get Twitter? You got the polls, so y'all can vote on what episodes y'all would like to hear and what topics y'all would like to talk about. And also, when I release the episode and I release it on Twitter, y'all can have a whole thread of me just argue. Because that's what people do on Twitter, right? Argue. But no, my friends, we just gonna build this up from the ground. So our whole friend base can be as big as we make it, right? Because it's only as big as we make it. I'm gonna say it or not, I love you, my friends, and y'all hope y'all stay flourishing. And no, I won't hope, because y'all will continue to stay flourishing through the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right now.